Wow, welcome to another episode of Cemetery Tales Podcast. Well, we had an interesting two episodes when we started talking about Samael and Hillel, Lucifer, Satan, or Satan, Lucifer. And, this episode we're going to talk about protection. Protection. You got to be protected. There's no way that you just walk around here and not realize that there's something out here. I mean, I told you guys my story, right? So I went to back in Toledo, Ohio. There's this place called the Collinwood Art Center. And in this Collinwood Art Center, I mentioned this again in a previous episode, but in the Collinwood Art Center, it says it's supposed to be a haunted place, right? So in my younger years, I used to do the ghost hunter, the ghost adventures, like the TV show. I used to be out there, right? So I had the EMF reader and different little things to see orbs and get this energy and pick up, So went to the Collinwood Art Center and, seen it. And it's like, we grew up, we all had a thing with ghosts. I played Bloody Mary as a kid. Nothing ever happened. I never got scratched up, nothing. And I did this in the dark bathroom back at one of my mom's friends' kids' home. We all was playing. We had the little proton packs from Ghostbusters, and the little girl was like, "Have you ever played Bloody Mary?" I'm like, "Nah, what's that?" So I went in there, said the stuff, door closed, nothing happened. So, as I got older, I realized, like, hey, I'm thinking this stuff is not real as a kid. But as I got older, I'm like, hey, it's out there, right? It's out there. I told you guys when my grandfather passed away about the microwave coming on by itself, about the computer coming on after we unplugged it, like everything, or even the cup that was on the table, close to where he sat, is it was spinning on the table. It wasn't just me seeing it. Me and my family at the time. I said at the time when we was at the home, we all saw those things happen. So we seen the cup move by itself. It's not like we in a place where we have earthquakes. We in Ohio, we don't have earthquakes like that. It's wintertime anyway. But that's what was going on. So when we start talking about protection, you gotta have protection. It's not always just, hey, I'ma pray and be protected. Sometimes you have to have items or stones or totems or something to aid you in your protection. Now, if you guys been following me now for a little bit, you see that on TikTok. I actually play something that I keep on me, either on around my neck or in my pocket. Now, on one side, if you haven't seen it, on one side is the Hamsa that we mentioned on the last episode when we started talking about Travis Scott and the whole Astral World situation. Now, it's supposed to ward off the evil eye. That's what it does. Now, on the other side of this amulet, this pentacle I have, is an actual pentacle that has the earth, fire, wind, water, and spirit on the other side of the pentacle for protection. That's something that I just happen to have on me at all times. I also have a coin that I keep on me. It's from the armor of God from the Bible in Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 14. I keep that on me at all times. Now, when we start thinking about other things that I keep on me in the process, just so you guys know, I keep a couple of stones on me. I keep some onyx, some quartz. I also say a protection mantra absolutely every single day. I think it's important, y'all, to make sure that when you put yourself in situations that could be heavy energy taxing, that you protect yourself. If you were a ghost hunter, you guys watched the show. I didn't watch to where, sometimes it's like, is this real? Is this fake? But the times that, if I remember his name correctly from Ghost Adventures, his name was Zach. I'm pretty sure that the times that he actually was compromised by whatever, pretty sure he wished he would have did some kind of protection, anything. So I encourage you guys to start looking more into protection. Now, when you're at home, you want to ward off evil or negative energy or entities, of course, you want to use sage, Palo Santo. You want to use things to assist you. You can even place water, a cup of water, on your doorway. You won't believe how effective something so small like that is. One of my favorite movies, of course, Skeleton Key. In the Skeleton Key, they mentioned about putting brick dust, red brick dust down, and evil can't pass, or negative can't pass, or if you're highly wrong, that's a nice way to say it, then you can't pass the red brick dust. It's important to know that there are things out here to assist you. When then you start realizing other celebrities, politicians, different people, things that they keep on them at all times. You guys Google some of the things that some celebrities or politicians keep with them all the time. You'd be surprised to see that some of them keep stones with them all the time or some kind of little totem with them all the time. I'm telling you guys, it's important. Now, the reason why I would keep a totem with me during different times, I lucid dream. Have you guys ever lucid dreamed before? If you haven't, it's a big deal. But you also got to make sure that you have some kind of reality when you lucid dream. So that's why you want to have a totem. Some things you can get clues to know if you lucid dreaming or if you woke and don't realize it. You can try to read things. A lot of times it won't come out clear. You can try to see the reflection of yourself in the mirror. Sometime you won't be able to, more than likely, you won't be able to see yourself clear. You will look like the little waning man, waving man. You know the photo on the photo, or I'm sorry, the portrait I'm talking about. You guys seen it before? So that's the thing you have to do. You got to make sure that you always protect yourself, especially with if you're talking about some of these entities. It's not like you shouldn't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Some people say you shouldn't acknowledge them. I was like, man, have you guys like looked at movies? Have you guys looked at anything that's involved with these things? Like, have you read any of the books? Once you know the name, they don't have power. Now, I heard that you don't acknowledge them if things happening in your home. Let's say you having some weird sounds or light flashing in the home. I get it. You want to ignore it. I get it. But sometimes something as simple as, can you please leave, is all you need to do. Now, when I was telling everybody about the ghost situation that I was having in my bathroom, with the light would come on and off at a certain time. My baby girl would see something in the corner, and then eventually, like, books would fall off the bookshelf. That was her bookshelf. I was trying to figure out what the heck is going on, where you get the cold air as I was sage in the bathroom and move from the bathroom to the bedroom because it's moving, it's trying to leave. That entity, I don't know what it is. I talked a little bit about shadow people previous episodes. Of course, I got a whole episode talking about the country music shadow guy. A whole episode about it. You have to understand that it's more than just us on the physical plane that's here. Now, this may sound foreign to people. It may sound like, what is he even talking about? That's not real. Have you guys been to a cemetery and noticed that it's an energy that's in the cemetery? Or have you been to certain hospitals? You're like, Or have you ever went to an abandoned place? Everybody talk about abandoned Indian burial grounds and all these other things. Have you ever been to an abandoned hospital or abandoned asylum and just walk in there? You can feel the energy. All the places they say that's haunted, that's around the world. Have you really noticed? Like, do you feel the density? The energy is there. Now, some people can tap into that energy, can see whatever it is, or some people actually can just feel it. I mean, there's five different ways that you can go about the whole thing with entities, but that's not this episode. But I'm just saying there's options that you have when it comes to trying to find these entities, unless you're using equipment to do it. So there's plenty of things that I've seen in the cemetery, in cemeteries, not just the ones that I worked in. I've been out here now, Houston, Texas, for 5 years. I've been to a couple different cemeteries with my headstone cleaning business. And checking out the different cemeteries, you're like, wow, some of these things is really cool, but you feel that energy. That's the thing. You feel the energy, but again, when you protect it, it's fine. You gotta also understand that once you leave those gates, you're even more fine. Sometimes you gotta shake it off. Like the song, shake it off. But sometimes you gotta shake it off. Get whatever on you, like shake it off. So this brief, very brief beginning of this episode is definitely realizing that you have to protect yourself and you have to use the things that's available to protect yourself. Again, you can have stones. If you want to be more specific, I can tell you, black tourmaline is a good option. Onyx is a good option. Quartz, doesn't matter the type of quartz, but smoky is always good. Rose quartz does something different. So I guess regular quartz or smoky is probably the options you want to use. Again, if you want to do your home, sage, Palo Santo. If you can do the water around the doorway in cups. If you're just extreme, you can do the red brick dust. So it's a lot of different options. You don't have to always have some kind of amulet with you or a totem with you. It's other options, but I encourage you, in the world that we live in today, it's best to have something and to do something. If it's a mantra, you should do it every single day. This is my opinion. But when I worked in the cemetery as long as I have, literally almost 11 years, it's like 10 and a half years I did it. It's like I had to. My first service, it took a lot out of me. I did a baby. It was hard, man. The baby didn't get a chance to live, to have life. Now, I have my baby girl, my 2-year-old right now, and it's like, wow, I wouldn't even know what to do. I think I did a whole episode. I'm pretty sure I did a whole episode on what to do for baby or child burials and explain like how to set it up and everything. And we start talking more about those things or different ways to get buried. Some people don't want to be in coffins, and we had to talk about those things so we continue to progress through this podcast. But I appreciate you for listening so far. We'll take a break, but I had to say this because it's very important before we really dig deeper into this episode. But I wanted to say those things about protection because, one, I just talked about some things that's on the super, super negative side of energy and negativity when it comes to Lucifer and Satan and a couple other of those really dark entities that I mentioned before, from like Paranormal Activity, Next of Kin with Asmodeus to Beelzebub or Baal and those other entities. So I figured I had to talk about that before we really kick off this episode. But hey, let's take a break. We'll get back. Cemetery Tales Podcast. Yes, we are back after the break, Cemetery Tales Podcast. So let's dive a little deeper. We're talking about protection, right? So in this segment, let's dive deeper into using protective crystals or protective stones. And I'm gonna go over a couple that's very necessary to ward off negativity, negative energy, entities. It's important. Listen, I got you. I got you. And if you like me, if you want to do some ghost hunting, we can talk about that because I have a couple crystals or stones. We can talk about that. It's because I used to do that too. I actually talked to my coworker about it. We may even start doing a ghost hunter adventure using some technology that we have, and I think it'll be fun. So first, let's talk about quartz, and not just any quartz, but clear quartz in particular. Again, it's one of the most dynamic stones that you can use in deflecting negative energy and also attracting positive energy, positivity. The only thing is, you got to make sure that you have a clear cut and direct intention when you use the stone. It's very necessary. You can wear it as a ring, you can wear it as a necklace. Some of my friends put the quartz in their bra. You can put the quartz around your home, around the door, the doors, windows. It's important to have, it's important to use. I encourage everyone to get a quartz. Now, moving forward, if you need to be grounded, now, if you guys didn't know, I am a Reiki master. I've been had my certification now, wow, for a long time. Over 10 years now, I didn't have my Reiki certification as a Reiki master. That's amazing when I think about it. But a stone in particular, when you want to ground yourself, is black tourmaline. It's important to have this stone. Again, we're talking about warding off negativity and making sure that you're positive. This stone in particular is great for creating a more positive living space, positive work environment, positive area around you. It's important to have this black tourmaline because it's a powerful protective stone, and it also has the ability to ground the space or clear it of negativity. Now, one thing we would do is we would put a black tourmaline stone at the bottom of our massage table to assist in the Reiki of negativity, along with sage and, of course, of any impurities. And then the biggest thing is, if you want to hasten, quicken a way to ground yourself, is if you take your socks and shoes off and you walk outside in the grass and your feet touch the earth. Oh boy, you're talking about grounding yourself. Bet you didn't know that. A lot of people don't know that. That's how you ground yourself. People that love to walk on the beach, that's grounding yourself. That's why it's so comfortable out there. That water flowing, it does something to you. Along with walking that earth, it does something to you. Very necessary. Moving forward, another black stone, black crystal. Of course, we're going to talk about obsidian. It's very important this as well, because black obsidian, it has, of course, positive energy, but it's calming. And it also can help you stay on the bright side and see the positive side of things. So it's another necessary stone to keep on your person. Now, I particularly keep stones in my pocket. I keep them in a bag that I keep in my pocket. I do let them out of a bag. That sounds funny, right? But I do let them out the bag every now and then, because it's necessary to get that sunlight, moonlight recharge. We talk about that in another episode, but it's very necessary to do. Again, black obsidian, it will assist you to not go crazy and keep you calm in situations. So definitely give you a peace of mind. Now, the next stone, another black stone, of course, right? Seems like a familiar pattern here, right? Another black stone that's going to ward away negative folks, people, is jade. In particular, again, black jade. It'll help you steer clear of negative people. It help you steer clear of negative situations. And sometimes it can be difficult to see where that negativity is coming from. But that black jade, oh, it can help you tune into that. It'll make sure that you know who's people around you that's negative, energy that's around you that's negative, areas that's around you that's negative. It's important to have black jade as well. Another necessary stone. Now, you know how some people are when it comes to technology. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody know about waves and radio towers and what those things do to people. Now, if you want to assist yourself in warding off some of that energy, there's a stone called pyrite. And that stone is a necessary stone. Now, it's a beautiful stone. I don't know if you guys ever seen it. It got the little gold hue to it. Whew, oh, that's a magnificent stone. But this stone is very useful because it can shield you from the harmful effects of that cell phone or that computer or that tablet or that laptop that you have in your person that's around you. It can help you ward off the harmful effects of that, definitely on your mind and on your body. So I'll tell you how you can use it. So you place that pyrite, and you'll have it between you and your computer or your cell phone if it's in your pocket. Make sure you have a cloth, or don't just put it directly down your cell phone. That don't make sense. But the cloth or something separating. Now that does make sense. Now it can give you a boost with your creativity as well. And it's also nice to have on your desk or just around. But this stone is very necessary, especially in the tech-heavy world that we live in, especially with the next couple of things coming up in the world. And then the last stone, of course, Smithsonite, because it's another beautiful stone. But it also has a calming connection to your heart chakra, which is relaxing, and that keep you calm, keep you positive, keep you harmonious. That's important. And with those six stones I just mentioned, can get you to where you need to go on a lot of different levels, with warding off this negative energy and negative people, negativity just overall. So let's run through this one more time. We could talk about pyrite, black jade, black tourmaline, black obsidian, smithsonite, and our last stone, which was first in this quick little segment here, or not really quick segment, but talking about protective stones or crystals, is the clear quartz. So thank you for listening. That concludes this section of the podcast. We're gonna move on and we start talking about other ways to guard yourself if you are a ghost hunter using stones or crystals. So we'll talk about those, and then we'll go into our last segment about just the flat out how to protect yourself overall. Thank you, Cemetery Tales Podcast. Ah, you think darkness is your ally? Hey, that might be one of my favorite quotes from the Batman movies. That Batman with Bane, I love that movie. It's fantastic. I'm a big Christopher Nolan fan as a director, and he directed that Batman movie that took me where I needed to go. Anyway, the reason I said it like that, because in this segment we're going to talk about, of course, I like ghost hunting. I've done it. It's fantastic. It's not what you think. Again, if you're protected, you don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have none of those issues, and that's the best part about it. We're going to talk about five stones you can use to aid you while you're out there ghost hunting. So all my ghost hunters, or for people, again, this negative energy, these impurities, it's important. So the first, very first stone we're going to talk about is peridot. This right here, this stone, it's a beautiful green hue to it. It gives you protection and balance, and it's pure as pure. Again, it's a beautiful stone. And once you have this on you, you will not be influenced by a ghost or a poltergeist or any type of spirit. This stone right here, this stone here, I had to say it like Cat Williams right there. This stone is very necessary if you're going to be out there ghost hunting. Get this stone. Peridot. It's like peridot, peridot. Get this stone. You have to get this stone. I had the stone. It works. Believe me, it works. Moving forward, let's go into another black stone like we mentioned before. As you guys know, I am a Freemason. When you start hearing black stone, for all the people that's listening, that's in that, you know what the black stone represent. But another black stone, as I mentioned, obsidian. Another stone I had was onyx. And onyx was fantastic. I kept that. I had a ring, big, huge ring, onyx. I wore all the time. It's very necessary to have onyx. But in this particular case, shungite is the stone you want to have. Now, this dark stone is renowned for its, again, protective qualities. So if someone is around, or entity that's around, this right here will make sure that they would be annoyed to where they will have to leave. That's how strong this is. This is another stone that if you go ghost hunt, or you work in a cemetery, or if you around anything that's like super hyper negative, hospital sometime, psychiatric places, sometime, you might want to have this stone on you. It's just that deep. As we mentioned before, with protection overall, one of the most high quality of stones to have. Serious. It's that quartz, man. The smoky quartz. It's almost like you have to have it. You have to have it. It does so many things. You got to remember to recharge it because that stone will become dark and dark and dark as it keeps soaking up and soaking up this negative energy. Excuse me, this negative energy, this negative things around you. So you got to make sure you recharge the stone. But again, this smoky quartz is magnificent. Again, it gives you that calmness that you need, but it also wards off negative energy. Or if it came warded off, you need to just soak it and the stone will be full of it. And then you recharge the stone, get rid of negative energy. You do it outside, boom, 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 you're good. Another stone that's crucial if you're a ghost hunter. Now, next stone I got for you is Jet. Powerful protection stone. Again, that stone is Jet. JET. Very necessary stone to have because it wards off and it safeguards you from negative energy. And also, the cool thing about this Jet, it stops curses. You guys can watch plenty of movies, Sinister and all these other movies with getting possessed and cursed and all these other things. Oh, but you got Jet on you? Oh, you good. That Jet's gonna ground you and ward off and stop that connection of a curse. You know, a stronger connection to the world around you could come in handy when you're out there in the middle of the night. So you want to keep the stone with you if you're out there ghost hunting. Guess what you normally do is at nighttime, right? So keep this stone on you. Or if you sleep, keep this stone in your bedroom. If it can't be on you, keep it right there, literally close to you. It's going to help. It even helps with your dreams. It's very necessary. And if you like to be alone, if you're a loner, it's the stone you want to have with you if you're a loner. Now, the last stone, and we're going to talk about if you're out here ghost hunting, trying to chase down some entities or you encounter something, is amethyst. I know what you're thinking, but it comes in handy when you mentally hung up on something. This can help you reconnect with your imagination and enhances and help you reconnect with your intuition. If you use this with any of the protective stones that we mentioned a lot of them, you know, tourmaline, onyx, jet. If you mix it, or I'm sorry, have them together in tandem, it can provide the support in the sense of safety that you need when these entities, these negative energies, quote unquote shadow folks, when these people are around. So it's important to have this stone. You may not think about it like that, but in combination with those other stones of protection, it actually amplifies it, and this is what you need. So those are my five. I tell anybody you should get those. Like the last segment, I already mentioned smoky quartz. So to add to your protection, amethyst, very necessary. Jet, very necessary. We start talking about shungite, very, very necessary. Peridot, necessary. You gotta have these stones. If you want to ghost hunt and you really want to be out there, get these stones, y'all. Protect yourself. Don't be foolish. You know, we can't talk about all these things out here and not talk about the things that we have to do. And that's the other part of it. Now, before we go to our last segment, I just want to say I appreciate you for listening this far. We're going to hit our last segment. We start talking about what you need to do to have an energy shield and just the basic thing of asking. And I'll tell you my story about a book that was one of my favorite books that changed my life, Infinite Quest. But I'll tell you after this quick intermission, Cemetery Tales Podcast. We're back after that quick intermission. So, one of my favorite books is Infinite Quest. And the reason why this book is so important to me, it helped me see things differently and overcome. So, the author, John Edward, not the presidential candidate, but the median. And in the book, he talks about a mantra that I say to this day. I encircle myself in the white light of God's love and divine protection, and it helps. So when it comes to spiritual protection, different methods of protection that you would use, that is definitely one of them, because you want to protect yourself from the spiritual realm is super necessary, like Jorge Masvidal says. But it is, it's super necessary, very, very much necessary. Now, some people not religious, but as I mentioned in the last episode, when I start talking about Samael, Heliel, Satan, Lucifer, is Lucifer had a twin, and that twin name was the Archangel Michael. And the Archangel Michael, know that you that we know, if you don't know, is the general of God's army. He's the one that essentially slays the beast. And you can call on Archangel Michael to protect you in times of fear or times of danger or just high anxiety times. Now, you don't have to ask for the help, but in the spiritual realm, when things sometimes get a little tough, you may have to go to the divine intervention. If you don't feel comfortable, asking God or archangels or angels or your spirit guides or anything like that directly, you can also, again, say a mantra or invocation. I mentioned what I read in the book. You can say things like, I invoke the light within me. I am a clear and perfect channel, and the light is my guide. Believe it or not, those little things can assist you. Now, when you say some of these things, as I mentioned about the white light, the purpose of having this white light, when you say these things, white light, it protects you from any harm. Literally any harm, physical, spiritual, it's important to say it. Now, when you're going through these, now sometime when you meditate, you can see these energy fields that's coming around you, and sometimes you may see different colors, not necessarily aura, but I'm saying colors of protection that's needed. The ultimate protection, because toxic is like a word, and I'm not a fan of the word toxic energy or toxic anything, but the ultimate guide against toxic energy is having a shield made of lead, because nothing can get through that lead. And if you're going through a very toxic environment, very taxing environment, you got to see yourself surrounded in lead. It helps. Just the visualization, it helps. You can get past it. So, just a little tidbit there. Again, we mentioned about the crystals or the stones that you can use, because that's like, again, necessary. I can add some more, because I know a lot of people collect these. Tiger's Eye is my very first stone that I ever received, and that's something that gives you protection and it gives you a little bit of grounding. That's the first stone I ever had. My grandfather actually gave it to me when I was a little kid. A lot of things I didn't know about my grandfather. I didn't know he was a Freemason until he passed away literally 20 years ago. I think it's today. Yeah, it is. So, that was the very first stone I ever got. And it also helps with blocking that flow of abundance as well. But we're talking about, protection. And that's what it does. It also helps with making clear decisions. Siddurine, again, is another stone that helps with cleansing energy. And it can transmutate other energies into positive energy, as well as blocking negative energy. This stone is a must-have. And it increases your mental clarity, your concentration. You gotta have this stone. So I just had to make sure I mentioned that. Now, when we talk about grounding yourself, because you do want to ground yourself, grounding is very important. As I mentioned previously, you can take your socks and shoes off and just walk in the grass, walk in the earth, make sure your feet touch the earth. Ground yourself. You will have to. You will have to. If you decide to be around heavy negative energy, heavy negative entities, or if you feel like you are in a situation where something's coming or something's always coming after you. It's a movie. I can't even remember the movie where it's an entity. Only that person can see it because they slept with somebody else and they pass on through sex and then they keep passing to that person. If that person died, they go after the next person and blah, blah, blah. All right, so in that case, you will want to make sure you ground yourself, but also use the things necessary for protection, as well as having a good, clear-cut direction of your intentions. I had to pause like that because it's so important. If you're going to be around these things, if you talk about these things, you gotta have protection and use protection. And use every means of it. I had some emails from people asking me about reading ghosts and things, and I haven't received any recently. Like when I say recently, like within the last week or so. But I have reached out to the people that have reached out to me about what they should do in regards to ghosts or spirits or something that's in their home and what they need to do. So if you ever feel that need, again, reach me in the email, cemeterytalespodcast@gmail.com. This concludes the episode, but I want to say thank you for listening. You can catch us at Facebook. We are on Instagram. We have a Reddit page. It's not allowed on the Reddit page. I have a YouTube page. It's not allowed on the YouTube page, but it's there. TikTok. I have pretty frequent videos on TikTok. A lot of my focus is fear and phobias. It's very necessary to check out the TikTok. You'll be surprised. So we do have a Twitter page, and then if you want to contribute, you can do it through a sponsorship through Spotify, as well as if you want to do the Cash App, it is Cemetery Tales for the Cash App. If you need to or feel the need to give to the show. Now, before we conclude, I just want to say, make sure you reach out to me because a lot of these topics may not be enough to be covered in the podcast. But we could talk about it directly. And you can always message me. If you go message me away from email, definitely message me on Facebook or message me on Instagram or even Twitter. I will get back with you. Or TikTok because I'm on those kind of more often than the other ones right now. But those four platforms or email, I will reach out to you. I won't miss it. And we can discuss the things that you have. Also, again, we do talk about headstones. Now, we haven't talked about headstones in a while because I figured I had to talk about these things first because it seemed like it was necessary to talk about. Just because a lot of people didn't know that. And I feel like people should know, especially when you work in cemeteries, it's things that you can feel and things that you may see. So I appreciate you for listening again. My name is Gerard Terrell, and this is the Cemetery Tales Podcast, and I appreciate you for listening. Catch you on the next one.